Well, Tanya Plibersek is the Deputy Opposition Leader and Labor's Education Spokeswoman, and she joins me now. Tanya Plibersek, good morning.
Good morning.
Is Labor worried that the Prime Minister's ministerial reshuffle will reset and refresh the government?
Well, I think anybody listening to the coverage that you just had will tell you how badly this reshuffle's going for the government. It's caused more problems than it's solved, and that's because it's another typical example of a government that's focused on itself, focused on its own jobs, not creating jobs for the hundreds of thousands of Australians or over a million Australians who'd like more hours at work and hundreds of thousands who are out of work. I think it's a typical sign of a government that's spiralling in chaos to have this sort of infighting breaking out just hours after these announcements are made.
Any plans to shake up Labor's front bench team?
No.
Not at all?
No, we're focused on the next election, making sure that our people are absolutely focused on their portfolios rather than themselves.
Labor might have a couple of by-elections to fight, though. Your Melbourne-based colleague David Feeney has been referred to the High Court over his citizenship. If a by-election is ordered, are you confident that Labor can hang on to that seat and fight off the Greens?
Well, it'll be a tough seat for the reasons that you've described, but we'll put everything into it. It's a very important seat for Labor to keep, and there is no assumption that there'll be a by-election. There's every possibility that the High Court will find that David Feeney is properly elected.
You've got a couple of MPs under a citizenship cloud. Will you refer your own team members, Josh Wilson, Justine Kay, Susan Lamb, for example,
to the High Court? We tried to do that in the last week of Parliament. We wanted a situation. Well, first
you
of all,
tried to bundle them together with some coalition MPs
who are in the same circumstances. And it was Labor that suggested the disclosure processes that we had. It was Labor that wanted them faster and tougher. So we were absolutely happy for our people to be sent to the High Court.
But
we believe that they're fine.
Those three people that I've mentioned now, would you refer them? Because the government
Yes, with the government's people who are in the same circumstances.
But the Labor people alone.
Why would we only refer half the people about whom there is a problem? And you're talking about people in exactly the same circumstances. The government's proposition is that they would refer our people, but not their own, in the same circumstances. We say refer them all. That's what we tried to do in the last week of Parliament, to say that this should be done before Christmas. Let's solve this once and for all. We believe our people are fine. Malcolm Turnbull believes his people are fine. Let's let the High Court decide. The person over whom there is a genuine question, David Feeney, we referred him without any question. The people whom we believe are fine, the people whom the government say on their side are fine, should be referred together if they are to be referred. The Attorney General said, George Brandis, when he was the Attorney General, said that it would be an abuse of power for a government to use its superior numbers in the House of Representatives to make hostile referrals for political purposes, and that is exactly what would be happening in these circumstances.
Earlier this week, the government released its mid-year budget update, and it contained a two-year funding freeze for universities, which you've been very critical of. Do you have a specific example of a uni that would have to cap student enrolments or curb its expansion plans because of this?
Central Queensland Uni, Australian Catholic Uni, University of New England have all said that they will be reducing student numbers, particularly in courses like nursing, which are expensive to teach. The university sector as a whole said that the effect on them will be to take fewer students or to change what they're offering students, to change the courses they're offering, reduce the expensive to teach courses like nursing and engineering where we have skills shortages and replace them with cheaper to teach courses. There are without question students that would have got a university place offer under the system that existed last week, because of these changes.
So if it's so bad, would Labor reverse these measures if you won office?
Well, we'll absolutely fight to stop these measures taking place, and we were successful in protecting the HEP program.
But if you obtained office, would you reverse these measures?
Well, we'll fight to stop them, and you can judge us on our record. When we came to office, we saw university spending of $8 billion a year. When we left office, it was $14 billion a year. You can judge us on our record.
The government does need legislation to bring in a couple of changes, and one of them is getting students to start repaying their loans when they earn $45,000. Will Labor support that?
No, we think the the rate is about right now. We supported the government to bring down the threshold, repayment threshold from $55,000 a year to $52,000 a year. We said that $42,000 a year, which is what they last tried in the budget, was too low. And we think the rate's about right, and they haven't made a case for a change.
So remember, you'll definitely vote against that
in
the Parliament?
Well, we will go through all of our proper internal processes, but we think the rate's about right. And remember, this is the age that people are. They're leaving home. They're trying to pay rent for the first time. They're trying to buy a house for the first time. They're thinking of starting a family. They're going to be paying higher taxes because of the government's increase to the Medicare levy. So the taxes are going up. They'll have less disposable income anyway. It's a pretty tough time of life to ask people who are establishing themselves and paying higher taxes to also pay a higher HECS debt.
All right, Tanya Plibersek, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thank you.
And that is the Deputy Opposition Leader, Tanya Plibersek.